Hey guys, it's Damien. I've got really cool videos I'm gonna do tonight. I've got three videos. I'm looking at my board. What do I have? I have one, two. Yes, three videos I'm gonna do tonight. This one is actually the first of three videos that are gonna be a follow-up to the video I did about 5 or 6 days ago in regards to the top three, my top three categories for food products that will continue, the market will continue to grow and expand for the need of these products, and they are the vegan, gluten-free, and then sugar-free products. This actual video is going to be specifically about gluten-free. I'm going to talk to you about some tricks and tips on how to bundle these products together, which makes them more appetizing and more appealing for your customers to purchase them. Whether you're selling on Amazon, whether you want to even just sell in a retail store, if you want to start a store. And you want to sell these products locally in your community or sorts, these are fantastic sources. I'm going to give you three sources. One of them you may scratch your head and say, oh, why didn't I think of that? The other two are sources that I personally have done some business with that I know of, and I recommend them. And of course, I'm not getting paid. I don't get paid for promoting any of these guys. I don't have any affiliate programs for these three or anything like that. I'm just going to give you the sources. You do with it as you will. So, gluten-free. I came across a really interesting article that I found online that was in regards to gluten-free products and how many people in America, specifically in the US, are becoming gluten intolerant and/or they're having health issues that might be related to gluten products. The article that I read said that there's an estimation, of course, they don't have an exact number, but based on some of their research, about a third of the population, if not more, are becoming gluten-free or looking to find products that don't carry gluten. Really quick, if you're not familiar with it, gluten is a type of protein, and then some people's bodies can't break that down. They can't break down that protein. And what happens is that they have their bodies react to it in a certain way. There is a variety of different reactions that people can have from gluten intolerance. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you advice on that. I'm just telling you what I've read about it so I can inform myself and then let you know. So it's a certain type of protein, the gluten protein itself, that it's difficult for people to digest. So there's products that have been coming out probably in about 5 to 7 years. It's really flooded the market. A lot more gluten-free products have come out. So what I want to show you is the type of categories that gluten products will fall under, and this is all my experience dealing with it, and what I would recommend for you to do if you're looking to sell it, if you're looking to capture that market and you want to make some money, this video will explain that to you. So let's get started. So good stuff. Gluten-free product is a food that's a kind of a health-related product. As the population grows who are looking for or needing these types of products, a lot of local markets and local grocers haven't tapped into the market just yet. There's a lot of it online that you can get. There's a lot of products that you can get online and a lot of sources that sell gluten-free. But the trick is that local markets within communities have a very narrow, very small section within their stores that are dedicated to gluten-free. And I'll be honest with you, I don't understand why it's not larger, and it should be. But of course, remember, one of the tricks and one of the ways of selling food online is that you're going to get a market in an area of the country or region of the country where they can't find that product. You want to capture that market. The internet has opened up, of course, huge opportunities for segments of the country that can't get particular products, and people can cash in and make a really good profit selling products and getting that market share. Small towns in the Midwest and sometimes in the West, in the North, I mean, really just all over the country, there's certain communities where certain products are very small selection or not even there at all. So people with these ailments, it becomes difficult for them to find what they need. And that's where you come in. So gluten-free. All right. There are two types. I put this in two categories. There's two types of people that you can reach with gluten-free products. And this may be like when I tell you, you're going to be like, duh. But there's a reason why I broke it up into two. And the first one's going to be adults. The second one's going to be children. Plain and simple, adults and children. Now, you probably think to yourself, well, Damien, wouldn't children and adults pretty much eat the same products? Yes, they probably will eat the same products that are gluten-free. But the thing of it is, what you want to look at is that manufacturers, they manufacture, there's a handful of manufacturers making products specifically marketed and geared towards children. There's a local store here that has a huge selection. It's a grocery store that has a huge selection of children's gluten-free products. And what I mean by that is going to be energy bars, cookies, even there's some candies, and a list goes on and on of breakfast cereals. There's oatmeals now. The Quaker oatmeal makes it gluten-free. But there's all of these products that are geared towards children. Now, can parents eat the same thing? Of course they could, of course. But try to understand, as my video goes on, I'm going to show you about bundling products, and what you want to do is focus your attention on separating the two, and there's a reason. So number one, you have adults. And number two, you have kids. So let's start with the kids. So you have kids' products. Like I just said, there's a good assortment of products when it comes to children's stuff. For instance, there's a handful of companies that do cereal bars, these energy bars, these granola bars, which are great for breakfast, or that you can put them in a kid's lunchbox, or they can come home from school and have one. So you've got kids. Now, there's cereals. There's pastas. There are energy bars. There's candies, and there's, let's say, crackers. Now, I could give you a list. This is stuff I'm coming off the top of my head with right now. I have a list over here to my side here, but I'm not going to give you the, 50 or 60 items. But I'm going to show you the ones that are the most popular and the types that you can take, and then how to bundle these together. That is the ticket, and that's the point of this whole video. Bundling the products so you can capture that market, that specific category. This one being children, being kids. Candies and then crackers. Now, I have a son. I have a five-year-old son, and he loves crackers, and he loves energy bars. He loves candy bars. Now, my son is not gluten intolerant, but we actually, from time to time, we actually buy some of the gluten-free stuff just because he likes the taste of it. So these are five items, five specific categories of products that you can market and you can gear towards kids. So as a hypothetical, let's say you have your Amazon store, okay? You're selling food on Amazon or even eBay. That's a good one too. eBay and Amazon. Now, what you want to do is look at the cereals. A lot of people don't realize this, but there's probably, I would say, roughly about two dozen varieties of cereals that are gluten-free. Now, the one way that you can make money with cereals that are gluten-free is to get either, you create a listing for either a three-pack of the same type of cereal, or you can get a variety pack. People love to get variety packs. If you have a son or daughter and they're gluten intolerant and you want to give them cereals, it's best to offer your customers a variety. So, for instance, cereals, you could do a three-pack of cereal products that are all the same. You could do all the same. Or you could do three with the variety. Okay? The one I recommend the most, the three-pack of the same is good. That's okay. But the variety one would be better because parents will always look for something of a multiple choice for their kids to really kind of try in different flavors. And when it comes to cereal, there's, like I said, about two dozen that I know of that are gluten-free, made by, Quaker, Post cereals, and so on. So you want to make a listing that has a variety. That's going to be your best ticket when it comes to cereals. Now, when you have stuff like energy bars, you have a product like energy bar and crackers. Energy bars and crackers, just think to yourself again. If a parent has a week's worth of groceries and they have a gluten intolerant child, you want to put together maybe two boxes, do two boxes of energy bars that are gluten-free, and then you want to put together two cracker boxes. Now, there's about four, it's a little smaller, but about four or five companies that produce gluten-free crackers. So you could get a variety of stuff in there as far as flavors, box sizes, as well as different, let me see, they have also multi-packs. So you put together a listing, and you want to put two boxes of crackers and two boxes of energy bars. Again, you're going to offer the customer a variety of stuff. Keep a variety in mind, always. Now, two energy bars, let's say company A makes energy bars, okay? And then this crackers, you have company B. So these four items are totally different in themselves. When you go to Amazon and you want to create a listing and you want to sell these, or even eBay, you're going to create a unique listing. Because right now, you could go on eBay and Amazon, and there's probably 10 sellers that are going to sell that energy bar that you have, but they're going to sell it in a one box, three pack, or maybe a four pack or a 12 pack. But they're all the same. Now, that's great and all, but when you offer variety to the customer, I'm going to tell you right now, just from experience, variety sells. Do you think Walmart is as big as it is because they sell 12 grocery items? No. They are as big as they are because they offer thousands of things to choose from. And you want to think that every customer that you come in contact with online, you want to appeal to them, period. So you put a variety. You do two and two. The best way to do this as far as figuring out a price point is to figure out your cost. And then I normally do a standard flat dollar amount as opposed to some people do a percentage. They say, you know, I want to make 30% or 40% margin. Figure this out, and let's just say, just for examples, this comes to $10. And what you want to make is you say, you know what? Every time I sell this four-pack, I want to make $5 profit for myself. Now, as far as the fees for this specific listing, when you go to Amazon, there's going to be category fees, and they vary tremendously. Just for the example of what I'm doing here, let's just say it was 10% fee. They took a 10% fee. Normally it's about 15% plus a couple other fees, depending on if it's FBA or not. So you have your $10 cost, okay? And you're going to put down a $5 shipping fee. Let's say it costs $5 to ship. And you want to tack in there your $5 for yourself. So for every four boxes you sell, you make $5 right off the top. You come up with the listing, you put in your price, and you put this up for sale. So now you've created your individual price, your individual listing that's got a unique product combination, which nobody else will have on Amazon. And now what you will see over time is your customers will come back. If you offer a variety of other products geared towards kids, they're going to come back and they're going to buy again and again from you. So you do energy bars and crackers. So then let's say you have pastas and crackers. Again, grouping products that normally people wouldn't think of putting them together. By bringing those things together, what you're going to do is you're going to appeal to a parent who has, you know, a whole week they got to feed their kids throughout the week. Pasta is a very inexpensive, great way to feed the kids. I mean, we feed my son spaghetti all the time. They even have gluten-free pasta sauces. Now, that opens up a whole nother door to a whole bunch of variety of bundles that you can create again. If you put together pastas, maybe two boxes of pastas and two jars of gluten-free spaghetti sauce, okay? Now you've got an entire meal that you're offering to your customer. And nobody else is doing this. Nobody's doing it on Amazon, and nobody's doing it on eBay. You could go as far as to offer an entire week's worth of dinners, and what you'll do is you make a listing with four boxes of pasta, and then you've got four jars of sauce. Again, figure out your cost, whatever your cost is to you. And I'll show you again the sources where I get the stuff from. Figure out your cost and figure out what your margin, what you want to have. I can't necessarily tell you how much you want to make off of it. It could be $10 per transaction. Maybe it's $5, or maybe you want to do a 30% margin or 40% margin. So once you figure out what your cost is, tack on what you want to make, create your listing, you're done. Now, one great way to promote this, and this is going to be a little bit more in-depth here, once you create these listings and you come up with some bundles and some packages that are really unique, don't be afraid to mix and match and do cereals with crackers or candy and pastas. You can do anything that you want to do, because the more bundles that you create, the more unique the listing is, the less competition you're going to have for that specific product. It's just how it is. I do this with a lot of the candies that we make. A lot of the stuff and the flavors of the candies that I make, I don't have really a lot of competition because nobody offers them. Now there is quite a handful of stuff that we do make, cookies and things, Italian specialty cookies. Now there is competition for that. But the more unique that you make these bundles, you're going to stand out. And when you stand out, you're going to get customers to buy them. And when the customer's happy with that bundle of products, they're going to look at your store, they're going to be on your eBay or Amazon store, and they're going to be like, wow, this guy's got a tremendous amount of bundles. These products all put together. I don't have to buy from this guy over here and get spaghetti sauce and pasta. And my son loves those crackers. And then I got to go over here and get cookies. And it's just going to make it more difficult. So the more convenient and the more compact, I guess you can say, or more bundleized everything is, you'll have more of an advantage to make money. Now, where do I get the stuff from? That's probably what you're asking. Now, that's just the kids. I want to go over the adult one as well. So, where can you get the stuff from, and where can I get it like in bulk, Damien? How can I buy it and really make it worth my while? I'm going to give you three sources, okay? And one of the three, you're probably going to be like, seriously, can I buy from them and resell it? And yes, because they buy in such quantity, the price they offer you is absolutely ridiculously cheap. Okay, so gluten-free. Number one, glutenfreemall.com. Okay. And again, I'm not getting paid at all for telling you guys these sources. I don't get royalties. I don't have some affiliate thing, so none of that. I'm just giving you this information and you can utilize it however you want. So, glutenfree mall, MALL, hopefully you can see that, MALL.com. This is a website that sells a tremendous amount of health food stuff. They literally have everything from cookies and crackers and pastas, soups, even frozen food stuff, believe it or not. And you have to apply for, you have to be a business though. You have to apply for a business account with them. And that's going to give you access to wholesale pricing. If you go to their website right now, you could buy as just a customer, but your margins aren't going to be that good. The prices are a little higher, but as a wholesale buyer, you can buy a tremendous amount of gluten-free. My gosh, this place, it's enormous. So glutenfreemall.com, that's one source where you can get some great prices on wholesale, larger quantities of gluten-free products. The next one is called First Source. I have a big old pad here, by the way. That's what I'm looking at. FirstSource.com. They used to be known as Withwill, and I'll write that down for you. It's WYTHEWILL.com. It's now known as First Source. Now, this one again, it's called First Source. This is a website that will offer you not only gluten-free. I'll go in more in depth about First Source because they're amazing too. They're actually a food distributor that I believe in, they're out of Boston, if I'm not mistaken. They moved their warehouse, but I think they're out of Boston. They have all kinds of they're a food distributor, so they have all kinds of products that aren't necessarily gluten-free, which are great for flipping on Amazon as well as eBay. They sell in bulk case packs. They have gum, candy, chocolates, crackers, barbecue sauces, barbecue rubs. It's literally a grocery store. You can literally furnish a grocery store with just their source of food. It's enormous. But they do have some gluten-free. They do have some sugar-free. They have a lot of health food types. They have energy bars. And you can buy them in case packs, bring them to your business. And what I would recommend is you actually get, for instance, if you had a gluten-free product that had four different flavors, let's say, you could buy a case pack of each, break it open, repackage it as a bundle where you get two bars from each of those four flavors. So let's say you sold eight of those bars, but that is a unique bundle. That's a unique listing. And that again will set you apart from other sellers that are online. What you want to look for is variety of product. Variety of flavors, variety of sizes too. And keep that in mind because if you can get yourself a variety of one brand with one line of products, you bundle them together, you make your listings, you stand out. Okay, so the last one, and you're probably going to laugh at this, or you might be like, that's like a no-brainer. Walmart.com. Okay. So Walmart.com has, oh my gosh, their website has obviously hundreds of thousands of products, probably even millions of products. But in the grocery section, they have expanded their variety of gluten-free products, health food products, energy bars, sugar-free, all the stuff I was talking about. You would be shocked to know that they have it's a really amazing deal. They have anything above $35 or more, you get free shipping, which again saves you a fortune. Now, these other two companies, Withwill, they have minimums, and you got to meet those minimums, which are a little higher than Walmart. And you got to go to their websites. I don't remember the actual dollar amount, but I believe it's over $100 or 150, or it could go up to a couple hundred or more before you get like a discount on shipping, and they don't necessarily give you free shipping. But you can get a tremendous amount of case pack, yes, literally case pack you can buy from Walmart.com of gluten-free products. And again, you meet $35 minimum, bam, you got free shipping. That saves you even more. You're making even more money. Bring those to your business, break them open again, put a variety pack together, get yourself a case pack of pasta, get yourself a case pack of crackers, or get several different type of crackers, several different type of pastas. Bring them together, create a unique bundle of products. I push that bundle thing like crazy because it's really the uniqueness and the distinction that will set you apart when you're trying to make money online, especially with food products. And again, the more that you can give a variety of products to the customer in one transaction, the better off you're going to be. Okay? So this is just three. I have a book full of other sources that and I'm not going to go into right now in this video. I've already taken 22 minutes up, which is way longer than my normal videos. But I'm going to do videos that are much more intense and much more involved. And those are on my premium channel. And I've been letting everybody know about the Marketing Food Online 2, the number 2, Marketing Food Online 2. It will be up and running very soon. And that's going to have a tremendous amount of resources, much more than what I've offered on this channel. It's $12.99 a month, and it's pretty reasonably priced. I'm bringing together a lot of information and resources that you don't have to spend your time doing. I've done all that work for you. I've been in this business now for several years, and I make a very good living at it. So that channel is going to have all of that experience and all of those resources brought to basically to your screen. You can press play, and then boom, all these videos will be open available to you. And the one kicker, the one thing I'm going to offer on that channel as a premium, since you're paying for it, is you're going to have direct access to my email that's set up, and it's going to be a specific email that I'll have on that channel only, that you can email me questions, and within 48 hours, I will be answering any question that you've got. If I don't happen to know the answer to a question that you have, I will send you in the direction with a resource that will let you know. Maybe it's a link, maybe it's a website, maybe it's a phone number. But pretty much 99% of the questions I get now, I know the answer to, and I can answer for you. So with that being said, take a look at this. Check this out. And again, these three categories of food products are not going away anytime soon. The beautiful thing about them is they're recession-proof. Whether the economy is good or bad, people with these types of health issues, it's not going to go away, and they still have to eat. So the market's still going to be there. And it keeps growing. So the next two videos I'm going to do, I'll post about the sugar-free and then vegan, vegetarian products, vegetarian candies. It's a market that's just enormous, and it keeps growing. So check this out. I hope you like my videos. I appreciate you watching my videos, and give me a thumbs up. Hey, if you don't, give me a thumbs down. That's fine. Have any questions, let me know. And if you haven't subscribed to my channel yet, subscribe. I've got a ton of great resources. And again, ask me some questions if you like, and I hope to see you on my other channel. I appreciate everyone's support and your kind comments that you've been giving to me. So thank you guys.